are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, August the 26th, and some big news that could have some big impact on the Pistons this offseason. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for spreading the word. Rate, subscribe, review, all that good stuff on iTunes and all the other platforms out there. That helps get the show out there. And you have been doing your part. We've been blowing up since the lottery. So we really appreciate you guys spreading the word. We've got some big news from ESPN.com about the upcoming offseason, including the draft probably getting pushed back. I've got the most consequential thing coming up this summer. It's a little bit of a boring thing, but I'll tell you why it's going to have a big impact on the future of your Detroit Pistons. Also, the Piston got some love in the Defensive Player of the Year voting. Former Piston, I guess, is more accurate to say. But I'm also going to ask for you guys to send me your big board for your top seven. I set up a Reddit thread. Check that out if you're on the Reddit. I recommend doing it and getting on that subreddit with all those big Pistons fans as well. Anyways, but you can reach out to me on Twitter and all the other forms of communication as well. Also got some draft mailbag stuff, especially from some of these top sevens. So some interesting names out there, some interesting things that I'm learning as I'm making the spreadsheet, putting together the big board that you guys, the fans, are putting together. We'll talk about that big board next week, but like I said, some little kernels that are delving into some other topics that we wanted to talk about anyway. So we'll do a little bit of a draft mailbag, maybe tomorrow's show. So please, if you got any more questions, get on that subreddit and also send them along to me on Twitter. I've got a couple banked up. And we'll just ask about some of the prospects that you haven't heard me talk about. That's some of the things that got chambered as well. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But the biggest thing from late Tuesday night as we watch the NBA playoffs continue is go on Twitter and watch Doc Rivers after his team's victory against the Dallas Mavericks on Tuesday night to go up 3-2 in that first round series out west. Of course, the biggest thing that I'm talking about and the biggest reason that this is getting out there and getting around is he's talking about the incident out in Wisconsin with Jacob Blake getting shot by police officers there in Kenosha. So certainly a guy who's been in the spotlight, someone who's kind of taken the pedestal, the stand, the podium there, and done good things with it. And Doc Rivers is showing the leadership. And all the players around Twitter and on social media are all boosting up Doc and saying that obviously positive responses from the emotional things he said as a son of a police officer and obviously someone who's a prominent figure in the African-American community and, of course, in the NBA, where they have a large mouthpiece and a large responsibility right now to put out their words and opportunity as well. So that's something that you should check out. I'll kind of let Doc's words speak for themselves. Obviously, something to really digest here as it happened late night on Tuesday, so I'm hoping some folks check it out early and throughout the day on Wednesday as well. But on the court, in the bubble in Orlando, the Nuggets responded against the Utah Jazz. That is going to 6 in a couple nights. Like I said, the Clippers did rout the Mavs. That's going to 3-2 Los Angeles right now. So Luka and the Mavs will be up against elimination coming up in a couple nights. Today, three games. This is the second four-game, not lack of four games. There will be no more during the week afternoon basketball from here on out. Early afternoon, I should say, because the 4 o'clock game today, the Bucks will try to close out the Orlando Magic. They're up 3-1 in that series. What's slowly becoming maybe the most compelling series is it's still 2-2 right now. That's Oklahoma City and Houston. That's a 6:30 game. And, of course, the Lakers late night will try to close out Portland in the finale, what could be the finale of that series, 3-1 LA going into that one late night, 9 o'clock tonight. But for the Pistons' consideration, the biggest news came from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN.com detailing some negotiations that are going on between the Players Association and the NBA owners and that is that they've pushed the deadline to get the CBA adjustments made going into next season back from September 10th to more like October 16th. October 15th. Now, as we sit here tonight, the NBA draft is scheduled for October 16th, but we know from reporting in the last week or so that the December 1st start date for next season looks like it's pretty much not going to happen. The optimistic view is that maybe late December will be the start of next season, but it seems, if you read between the lines, more likely about January, maybe late January, maybe even early February for the 2021 season, not the 2020-2021 season. It's just the 2021 season next year, which will be unusual to complete a whole season in one calendar year from all indications. So with that, moves back the draft and the start of free agency. Again, none of this is official as of right now. Written in pencil, October 16th for the NBA draft, October 18th for the start of free agency. But like I said, strong likelihood and almost sure that October 16th draft date will be pushed back. So you know what that means? All sorts of mock draft Mondays, all sorts of times to shuffle up the deck of your opinions, of my opinions, why we think we'll talk ourselves into certain guys, we'll talk ourselves out of certain guys. Great times as the months and months continue of no Detroit Pistons basketball here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But more importantly than the draft, and we're going to talk about this in a little while and what I think Pistons fans should be rooting for, but obviously you're going to have a downturn, or you already have had a downturn in the TV money, and also no gate receipts, obviously, since the pandemic started on March 16th. So that's a downturn. And then Adam Silver did come out during the shutdown and said that gate receipts, things like that, game day revenue that comes in for the teams counts for as much as 40% of the amount of revenue that they get on a night-per-night basis, and obviously on a year-per-year basis when you extrapolate those numbers. So obviously there's got to be a giving. Something's got to give there. So the salary cap and luxury tax numbers are pretty much going to be the main points of contention for the CBA in a temporary version going into next season. That will obviously have a big impact on your Detroit Pistons. I'm going to tell you what Pistons fans should be rooting for, and it might be a little bit of a surprise in terms of those negotiations. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys about CBDMD. I just took some, and hopefully I can relax a little bit and go climb into bed and get my snoozing on real soon. These are products that I really care about and really rely on. It doesn't matter if you're a pro athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. Also, CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they are offering all of our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD.
Yes!
Got the big mailbag coming up, draft-related, later this week, so send in some questions for that. Got a mini mailbag coming later on today where we're going to take one question, non-draft-related. You can ask anything you want. We'll make it an AMA, like a Reddit-style thing. Anything you want to for me, we'll carve it up from draft questions and others as well. But got to talk a little bit about Andre Drummond getting a first-place vote for Defensive Player of the Year. Man's name is Greg Logan, a Newsday sports writer who's one of the voters for the NBA postseason awards, a graduate of the Missouri School of Journalism, according to his bio from 1973, a former boxing writer. And, you know, of course, there's all sorts of jokes going out there on Twitter. And I guess technically this is not a Piston getting votes because this is a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers right now as Drummond was traded. But, hey, a Piston got some votes for Defense Player of the Year. Now, I will point out that Andre Drummond in 2017-18 also got a few votes. He, I think, got a third-place vote, I believe, just 1 point in the voting from that year. But Greg Logan took to Twitter to throw some. By the way, this was out there already. I know that the official results got released in terms of the tabulation So everyone's kind of going nuts about it. But I knew about this at least a week ago, and I think Greg Logan made his ballot public there. So he went on Twitter on Tuesday and tried to kind of clear the air a little bit here, taking some umbrage with some of the obvious criticisms that are coming in here. Pointed out that Drummond had some really good numbers against the Nets, the team that he covers, and also that pulled out some of the old school counting stats, saying that Drummond, of course, was number one in the NBA in rebounds, number three in steals, and number nine in blocks. So obviously kind of went a little lazy with the counting stats there, and also pointed out that Andre Drummond was the only big man in the top 20 in steals. I'm not going to fact check him there, but, you know, so no big deal. No harm, no foul. Greg Logan had his votes. Giannis Antetokounmpo obviously gets the win for Defensive Player of the Year. Congratulations to him. And hopefully we'll all kind of forget about these mini controversies on Twitter as time goes on. But something that will be beneficial and consequential to your Pistons going forward is the negotiations between the NBA Players Association and also the owners that will be going on. The deadline for those negotiations got extended until the middle of October, which was supposed to be the time of the draft. But we know that that stuff's going to be pushed back a little bit here. The Pistons have about $30 million of cap space going into next season. However, that's pretty much up in the air right now because the luxury tax level, the salary cap level, which at this time is, I believe, something like $116 million was the projections at the All-Star break that the NBA passed along. 141 for a luxury tax line, 116 for the salary cap line. Of course, that would have been adjusted a little bit at the end of the season based on the basketball-related income that came in. But we know that that will be changed significantly, and they're going to have to possibly figure out a smoothing type of format, backwards smoothing to kind of figure out how to make that work. Will they just kind of take the revenue projections and the revenue already lost from this playoffs and the end of the, by the way, 2019-2020 season. Hard to believe that the season we're talking about, a lot of it was from 2019, which seems like such a long time ago, and it really was a long time ago. But for Pistons fans, and I'm going to throw out an opinion here that's a little bit counterintuitive, because the Pistons, with one of the teams that only has a lot of cap room, at first glance you might think, well, of course you want that new cap room and new luxury tax line to be as close as possible to the projections from earlier this season. So if it was projected to be $116 million for that cap, hopefully if you're a Pistons fan, they only chop off about $8 million of that, $10 million of that, and still keep it over $100 million, because that way that $30 million of chunk of cap space doesn't get shaved down to almost nothing. I would argue, however, that the Pistons would benefit more from the luxury tax line specifically and the salary cap line going further down. Because if other teams out there are up against the luxury tax line, if you got a handful of teams whose owners want to make some deals and free up some of their cap sheet, that's beneficial to the Pistons. And yeah, that means they could probably only make one of those type of will eat your bad contract trades for some assets in return because that cap space is so small. But that could make it a really enticing trade for some teams out there. You might have teams lined up, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, that say, hey, we all got a bad contract we want to get rid of. And you might have a little bit of a bidding war, a little bit of an auction or something, where you're taking offers from teams that say, hey, we'll make it a first-round pick if it's low or lottery protected. Well, we'll make it a low first-round pick and a future unprotected. Or maybe this enticing young player in the middle of the first-round pick. Maybe you can drive up the price, get a young player, a couple of enticing picks with one of them unprotected going forward. It could be a nice catbird seat for the Pistons to sit in. And while I know that that raw number of cap room that's so enticing for fans and management and Troy Weaver as well, that might be dwindling when the new projections and the new actual numbers come in. I think that could be beneficial for the Pistons going forward. Not only that, but if you cut down the amount of cap room available out there in the NBA, it reintroduces the thought of possibly bringing Christian Wood back at a number where you could take advantage of his early bird rights. As we've talked about here on the show, Christian Wood is an unrestricted free agent, but the Pistons own his early bird rights. But you can only take advantage of the early bird rights if Christian Wood signs a contract of an average annual value of less than or equal to the average contract in the NBA. So the old projections going back to the last time we ran the numbers, was that it's about $10 million a year. So if the Pistons can find a way to sign Christian Wood for $10 million a year or less, then his contract would only count for basically the league minimum in terms of the cap sheet. So that's an ideal scenario for the Pistons and Christian Wood, for him to get paid, get some long-term security, and to only take the cap hit of a Zaza Pachulia type. So that's a nice thing if the Pistons can take advantage of it. Now, as the season went on and Christian Wood ended up ending his season very well going into free agency, it became pretty obvious that there was not going to be a lot of hope for the Pistons to be able to pull that off and keep him under that number. Now, they had the cap room, so it wouldn't be the end of the world if you had to use your cap space to sign him to a $12 million, $15 million deal per season for 2, 3, 4 years. And it could you could swallow that, because Christian Wood's a pretty good and pretty young player. But like I said, it sounds like that maybe they won't have to do something like that because of that average, because of that cap number that might fall. So, you know, the Hornets having money, the Knicks having money will be less consequential, will be less important. Those teams are probably going to make similar types of eat contract deals with their cap space, as opposed to throwing a bag out there for Christian Wood. And as we talked about as well, there's still the sign and trade possibility out there. There's a lot of options for Christian Wood and the Detroit Pistons going forward. And like I said, sounds counterintuitive into a year that the Pistons have a lot of big chunk of cap space going forward, but I think that Pistons fans will benefit if the number on the cap space, or the salary cap level and the luxury tax line, if that drops as low as possible, and that whatever mechanism that the league and the Players Association come up with in terms of the salary cap numbers and how to fix this pandemic and how to make things equitable for all teams, will be something that we'll take a very close look at here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, and how that changes things and changes the landscape for the whole NBA, and of course, in particular, the Pistons this summer. But up next, we're going to hit the mailbag for a quick question. And before we open it up to some more for draft type of topics there later on the week as well, that's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, you know, I got to tell you guys about rockauto.com, one of our favorite sponsors, one of the best websites out there. I know you got to check it out, and I promise you, you're going to find something you like out there. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and the prices that you prefer. And those prices, that's the best part. The prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for the pros as the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Get those parts, take them to the mechanic. That's how you know you have an honest mechanic, because they'll install the new parts that you picked up on rockauto.com. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. We had a text message come in on the Google voicemail line at 810-666-1546 asking about Christian Wood. I hope we kind of answered those questions there in the last segment, but I wanted to point out that number as a mechanism for you guys to talk about your top seven. You can text along, 810-666-1546. We would prefer the call. Leave a voicemail there, leave your name, tell us where you're from, and tell us who you think the top seven draft prospects should be on the Pistons big board. And I threw it out there on Reddit as well. You can find that on the Pistons subreddit. So get on there, let me know. Do include the top prospects, the guys like LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, who are at the top or near the top of most people's lists, because this is a big board, and we're wanting to keep it as accurate as possible. And, of course, there is a chance that one of those guys fall to the Pistons at seven. For this exercise, we are assuming that the Pistons will stay at seven. I don't want your ideas on trading up or trading down. Assuming the Pistons and Troy Weaver stay at seven in the NBA draft, what should they do in terms of the selection for that pick? Give me your top seven in order, 1 through 7. I'm putting a spreadsheet together. I'm going to formulate your Pistons fans' cumulative opinion on who they should take. A lot of love out there for Denny Avdija, which is a little bit surprising. I didn't know the Pistons fan base was so into him. Again, my opinion is that the top three prospects you hear about, Wiseman, Anthony Edwards, LaMelo Ball, and I would throw Denny Avdija in there as the four guys who I think are most likely to be off the board, and that the Pistons might have their choice of the rest of the guys out there. Killian Hayes is someone who I know Pistons fans love, and he's just kind of a polarizing one because it seems like draft Twitter really likes him, and NBA internet draft experts really like Killian Hayes, but I don't see that same kind of love when I'm reading mock drafts and reading reports from people who are really sourced in NBA front offices. So he's an interesting one. I think James Wiseman's kind of the reverse of that, right? I think that NBA teams kind of like the potential of James Wiseman, but draft Twitter doesn't really like him. So it's kind of hard to go through those mock drafts and see a more accurate look at what the Pistons might do. I saw an interesting one from Jeff Goodman of the Stadium, and he's someone who's very connected in NBA front offices. He actually had Denny Avdija going to the Pistons, which is the only one mock draft out there that I saw Avdija going to the Pistons as well. Check out playmichigan.com, by the way. I put out an article about how Anthony Edwards' position as the favorite on the betting markets to go number one actually improved when Minnesota got rewarded with that pick in Thursday's lottery. I also have a link to all the mock drafts out there that caught my eye, in addition to who are the number seven players in the most likely to go number one markets, which kind of tell you about guys that are high up on those lists, because as we know, Las Vegas and those odds makers are not messing around. They put realistic and factual types of inside information into those projections. But that'll do it for this episode of Locked on Pistons. Again, looking for your questions, looking for your sound bites, looking for your big boards on Reddit, or also get in touch with me at email at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H at yahoo.com. And also, of course, on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that, and the Locked on Pistons Twitter account. But that'll do it for this episode of Locked on Pistons. I am your host, Matt Shook. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.